The UN may be an important forum for international debates, but there are also a number of interesting domestic debates taking place this week. Here in California, the recall candidates duke it out Wednesday, and on Thursday, the Democratic presidential candidates come together, 10 of them now that General Wesley Clark has joined the fray.
Mike, these debates and appearances on political talk shows on TV have become the major mechanism by which our politics moves. And that makes them very tricky for campaign managers of politicians. So I talked to Will Salatin of Slate about how he would think about these forthcoming debates as a campaign manager for one of the candidates. Okay, Will, we're going to play You're the Campaign Manager. And what do you do about these debates that are coming up? There's another one this Thursday among the Democratic candidates. Let's start with You're the Campaign Manager for Howard Dean. What is he trying to do, Dean, and what should he be trying to do?
Well, Dean started out the campaign before the debates as the angry guy, the outsider, who was leading the opposition not just to President Bush, but to the establishment of the Democratic Party. But by the time the debates started, he was the front runner. So in the debates, he's basically run as the leader of the Democratic elite, of leader of a government in waiting. And he uses words like commander-in-chief, presidential judgment. Basically, he's tried to be competent and boring. And much to the consternation of some of his supporters, he succeeded in both.
Well, this is a problem that campaign strategists face, not just in primary season, but in, for example, the California recall or in the fall elections next year. What do you do if you are the front runner or the most prominent person and there are going to be 18 different debates? Do you participate in all of them, or do you try to seem like you're above the crowd a bit?
It's basically a cost-benefit question. If you don't have much to benefit from being in the debates, you don't have to be in them. You just look a little bit bad because you're not participating somehow in the democratic process. But if you're Howard Dean, in some places you have some votes to gain by standing there and looking presidential. But you have to understand that you're going to be attacked. And if you're going to spend most of 90 minutes being attacked by others, and you don't think you're going to gain from that, you're wise to stay out.
Okay, let's get to some of the other candidates. They're playing catch-up. What should they do?
Well, John Kerry has a very interesting strategy, which is to pretend you're the front runner. It's a very weird thing. I don't quite understand it. In fact, there was a split in the Kerry camp as to whether he should be attacking Howard Dean more or should continue to play this sort of defensive, I'm the Democrat with the war record and the foreign policy experience and I'm trustworthy card. And he seems to be sticking with that. It's a very odd thing because it doesn't make sense given that he doesn't actually gain votes that way.
Okay, Will, let's get to the new arrival, Wesley Clark. This will be his first debate with the other candidates. What's his strategy?
Well, he's got to distinguish himself as more than just a general. He's got to, you know, talk about some policy ideas that differentiate himself from these other guys. And so far, he's sort of fumbled and stumbled around. You know, when Clark came into this race, it was partly because people looked at John Kerry and said, yeah, okay, he's got a war record, but he's not very exciting and he's not very charismatic. And Clark was supposed to be the guy with the war record who was exciting and charismatic and looked more decisive. And the first thing Clark does, of course, is be wildly indecisive about the war in Iraq. So if you're Clark at this point, you've got to do some damage control by being at least clearer about the war, among other issues.
All right, last question, Will. What do you do when you get the call from the Sunday talk shows, Meet the Press and the others? Do you always say yes, or do you sometimes say no? And what have some of the candidates been doing about that?
Well, I don't know what to tell people because I can't predict anymore how people are going to get reviewed after they appear on something like Meet the Press. I almost wonder whether you have to basically suck up to the Washington intelligentsia because they're the people who review the talk show and decide arbitrarily, in my opinion, whether you did well or badly.
On that note, thanks, Will. And we'll be talking again, I'm sure.
Thank you, Mike.
That was Slate political writer Will Salatin. Now, Michael Kinsley, I just have one question for you. You've done an able job analyzing the strategy of the candidates, but don't you think that these 10 should be paying more attention to energizing the electorate, gaining the attention of the voters rather than playing to the insiders in Washington?
Well, Will thinks that the insiders decide who wins the debate. And I think that's true for these early primary debates because the insiders are the only ones watching. As the season goes on, the later primary debates, and of course the national debates in the fall, I think they can and will aim to influence the population at large.
All right, very good. Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley, thanks for joining us. Mike, talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mike.